Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Miss Junior Rodeo Iowa and Crawfordsville resident Zoe Denler.
Have you held other titles prior to this?
Well, I was Little Miss Rodeo in 2011, and that's when I first went to the pageant of Miss Junior Rodeo Iowa, Miss Teen Rodeo Iowa, and Miss Rodeo Iowa.
The article mentions all of those pageants. Did those all happen at the same time and place?
I think so. I've only been to like three or four.
What things did you have to do during the pageant?
Well, usually you're supposed to go to every rodeo, which I did. And then you compete at the pageant where you have to do an interview with the judges. And then you have to do like a queen walk with your formal dress on. And then the older girls do like a fashion forward type thing, and then all of us answer some questions, and then they call the runners up and everybody, and then they say who the queens are.
What kind of questions did they ask you?
Well, they asked me, my horse Cash is out there, and they asked me if he could say anything, what do you think he would say? And I said, can you give me a break from all the shows? Because it was like right after show season ended. The other girls had harder questions, like I think one of them was, what is the horse and the rider's name outside of the Hall of Fame in Colorado Springs?
Did you know the answer to that?
No.
So how did you get involved in this pageant? You said this was your first one, right? How did you get involved with this?
Well, my friend Cammy was Miss Junior Rodeo Iowa in 2017, and we've been good friends with them since I was Little Miss Rodeo, and I really liked being a queen and being in parades.
Do you take your horse Cash to many shows?
Yeah, we do shows in 4-H, and then we do some shows at the Lake Darling show in Brighton.
You're involved in a lot of activities, sports, dance, and 4-H, just to name a few. How do you manage to do it all?
I'm really busy. Like, tomorrow's my really busy night where we have to go nonstop, and it's really hard sometimes. Sometimes you have to cut a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
But I bet you still enjoy getting to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's really fun with the variety.
And of all of them, if you could say, what is your favorite activity?
Right now is basketball, so it's my favorite right now.
For Miss Junior Rodeo Iowa, what are your duties or what do you get to do now as having that title?
Well, I travel statewide, and sometimes I might go into Illinois for the John Wayne Days. And so basically the main point is to promote Western way of life and rodeo in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. When is the next event or thing you get to do?
Well, right now I'm going to a coronation in February, and then I'm going to the Iowa Horse Fair.
Who is the coronation for?
Miss Teen Rodeo Iowa, Kaylee Tremel.
When was your coronation?
Was January 9th, I think. I had it with Miss Rodeo Iowa.
Oh, cool. So where did that take place?
That was in Adel, Iowa. It's by Des Moines.
Do you aspire to being Miss Teen Rodeo Iowa or Miss Rodeo Iowa?
I'm not sure yet. As you mentioned, I'm really busy, so I might not have the time because Miss Rodeo Iowa goes all around the country and then competes at the Miss Rodeo America.
And, I mean, you're only 12 years old. Are you in 6th or 7th grade?
6th grade.
Any thoughts as to what you'd like to do after high school or later in life?
Not really.
And for rodeo, what sort of things do you do as part of, I know you do 4-H, so you show your horse that way. Do you compete at rodeos too?
No, but I do barrel racing at the Saddle Club, and I was supposed to last year at the fair, but it started raining.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Miss Junior Rodeo Iowa, Zoe Denler. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.